Welcome to MN90, Minnesota History in 90 Seconds.
At some point on a long country drive, you've probably passed a Grange Hall. Maybe you thought it was a chapel. Grange Halls represent a powerful rural movement with deep roots in Minnesota. And it all started with a Minnesota farmer named Oliver Kelly. Here's Bob Quist, site manager of the historic Oliver Kelly Farm in Elk River.
Well, Oliver Kelly, he knew nothing about farming. But he was a well-educated young man. He was trying new ways of farming. But what he kept running into was his neighbors and other farmers in the area who were doing the same things that dad and granddad and great-granddad did.
Kelly thought farmers needed to adopt newer methods and equipment. And he was also concerned about the isolation and daily grind of farm life. So in 1867, he and six others established a fraternal organization called the National Grange of the Order of Patrons of Husbandry, or simply the Grange.
The Grange starts with Kelly's vision of an organization that will educate farmers and their families and edify them and give farmers a better standing in the world. It's the first organization in America that includes men and women as full voting members.
At its peak, the Grange had over 1 million members. Today, there are still over 300,000 Grangers in the country.
MN90 is a co-production of the Minnesota Historical Society and AMPRS, diverse radio for Minnesota's communities, made possible by funding from the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund, online at mn90.org.